This is Storybank Maine. I'm Rob Rosenthal. Storybank collects stories about Maine people and their places. The eels that live in the Kennebec River got their start far out in the Atlantic Ocean. All American eels spawn in the Sargasso Sea, that's near Bermuda. The newborn eels drift north along the eastern seaboard, and a bit mysteriously, they locate a river like the Kennebec and head upstream where they mature, as far up as Moosehead Lake. Years later, the eels head back to the Sargasso Sea to repeat the process. Unless they meet Bruce Berry and his eel traps. For over 35 years, Bruce fished eels in Merrymeeting Bay, 4,000 to 5,000 pounds a week.
The biggest I've ever seen was 12 pounds, which is huge. It scares you, they're so big. It was 4 feet, I think it was 4 feet long, and it was as big around as a B&M bean can, maybe a little bigger. I never got bit. I saw one guy get bit once, but he was a buyer and he used to reach into the barrel all the time with his hand. They will hang on. They've got little teeth, The one that bit him got a pretty good bite on him, and it was quite comical. So he quit digging in my barrel after that. Horseshoe crabs was the bait of choice. For really good fishing was the horseshoe crabs. They liked them the best. Cut them in half and throw half in the trap, and that was that. And they'd just clean them right out. All it'd be just a shell left, and nothing flat. But pogey, you could throw 4 or 5 pogies in there, and you've seen those cartoons of cats eating their fish, and they got that, and there's nothing but the head and the tail on there and the backbone. That's just what they looked like, the head, tails, and backbones. And that was it. Everything else gone completely in 30 minutes. They're ferocious eaters. Eels just go. They go and go and go. They crawl up over the dams. They go find a little trickle of water, and they can go right straight up just like that. And they follow one another up. And they'd stay up there for some between 7 and 20 years, just get big and fat. And then when they get ready to go, they always went at night. The one place I used to fish, they'd come out between 10:30 and 12 o'clock. A bunch of eels would come, vroom. And they did that on pretty much a daily basis. You'd get 100, 200 pounds or something like that. Other places would come once on a big, huge rainstorm. Everything would come. Whoosh, down they'd come all at once. 40, 50,000 pounds sometimes. What have I learned from eels? I don't know what I've learned from eels. Just about eels, I guess. That's weird. That's a strange question. I do have this reoccurring dream about horseshoe crabs. With this scritch, scritch, scritch on the door. And here's this big old horseshoe crab, and I open it up, standing there, and he's got a machete in his hand, and he's getting ready to split me down through the middle.
Wait a minute, you have nightmares? You had a recurring nightmare?
No. It's a nice story, isn't it? That's what's going to happen. I'll come back as a horseshoe crab and somebody will cut me in half or something. Who knows what's going to happen to me.
Bruce Berry lives in Bodenham, Maine. Bruce was interviewed as part of an oral history project about Merrymeeting Bay, sponsored by the Maine Maritime Museum and funded by the Merrymeeting Bay Trust. This is Storybank Maine. We collect stories about Maine people and their places. For more stories, visit us on the web at storybankmaine.org. Storybank is a project of Cultural Resources and was funded by the National Endowment for the Arts. Our music is by Peter Dembski. I'm Rob Rosenthal.